that I gave her to your friend. Isn't her younger sister more attractive? Take her instead. Samson said to them, "This time I have the right to get even with the Philistines. I will really harm them." So he went out and caught 300 foxes and tied them together, tail to tail, in pairs. He then fastened a torch to each pair of tails, lit the torches, and let the foxes loose in the standing grain of the Philistines. He burnt up the stalks of and standing grain, together with the vineyards and olive groves. When the Philistines asked, "Who did this?" they were told, "Samson, the Timnite's son-in-law, because his wife was given to his friend." So the Philistines went up and burned him and her father to death. Samson said to them, "Since you've acted like this, I won't stop until I get my revenge on you." He attacked them viciously and slaughtered many of them. Then he went down and stayed in a cave in the rock of Etam. The Philistines went up and camped in Judah, spreading out near Lehi. The men of Judah asked, "Why have you come to fight us?" "We have come to take Samson prisoner," they answered, "to do to him as he did to us." Then 3,000 men from Judah went down to the rock in the cave, and said to Samson, "Don't you realize that the Philistines are rulers over us? What have you done to us?" He answered, "I merely did to them as they did to me." They said to him, "We've come to tie you up and hand you over to the Philistines." Samson said, "Swear to me that you won't kill me yourselves." "Agreed," they answered. "We will only tie you up and hand you over to them. We will not kill you." So they bound him with two new ropes and led him to the rock. As he approached Lehi, the Philistines came out toward him shouting. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him in power. The ropes on his arms became like charred flax, and the bindings dropped from his hands. Finding a fresh jawbone from a donkey, he grabbed it and struck down 1,000 men. Then Samson said, With a donkey's jawbone, I have made donkeys of them. With a donkey's jawbone, I have killed 1,000 men." When he finished speaking, he threw away the jawbone, and the place was called Ramath Lehi. Because he was very thirsty, he cried out to the Lord, "You have given me, your servant, this great victory. Must I now die of thirst and fall into the hands of the uncircumcised?" Then God opened up the hollow place in Lehi, and water came out of it. When Samson drank, his strength returned and he revived. So the spring was called En Hakor, and it is still there in Lehi. Samson led Israel for 20 years in the days of the Philistines. Thank you.
Thanks, Dominic.
It's working today. I should have mentioned during the announcements is that Andrew Skews had to have heart surgery this week. He went in to get looked at for something else, and they discovered that he needed surgery, and so he went in and had that on Wednesday, Thursday. And I talked to David Strong on Friday. He was coming out. He was going okay. There was a few sort of complications there possibly, but so far it was looking reasonable. And so please, we need to keep Andrew in our prayers, and Mary.